This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Wisconsin law enforcement agencies have had difficulty recruiting and keeping officers for years. The national reckoning last year over racial justice and calls for police reform only added to agency struggles. As Danielle Kading reports, the pandemic, rising violence, and intense scrutiny of police have made it more challenging to attract and keep officers.
Lauren Phillips remembers watching with her police academy classmates in Eau Claire this past spring as they waited for a verdict in the trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin. She says what Chauvin did was wrong and they wanted justice to be served.
Everyone was anxious. Everyone was hoping that the right thing would come about. But at the same time, we're all sitting there like, what happens if this goes south? We were still recruits in the academy, but we still wore shirts that said like CBTC law enforcement.
Phillips and fellow students would change their shirts or grab a jacket before going out in public. Officers have faced intense outrage and criticism since Chauvin murdered George Floyd last May, igniting worldwide protests calling for police accountability. The negative attitudes toward police didn't sway Phillips. Now on patrol for Superior Police, she wants to bring more respect to law enforcement.
And they will remember you, and they will remember the things that you do. So it's one of those things to take into...
71.
It's just one of those things to be cognizant of when you are out in the community.
But it's getting harder to attract people like Phillips. A national survey of nearly 200 police departments found hiring dropped, while retirements rose 45% and resignations climbed by 18% from April of last year to this spring. Executive Director Jim Palmer with the Wisconsin Professional Police Association says the pandemic and intense scrutiny have made it more challenging to draw and keep officers.
There are more options for younger people today that pay better and don't require them to put their lives and their personal safety at risk and that don't carry the significant enhanced scrutiny.
Massive protests unfolded in Milwaukee and Madison last year with calls to defund police. In Milwaukee, retirements among Milwaukee police spiked nearly 40% last year, with 131 officers calling it a career. In the last 5 years, more than 500 Milwaukee cops have retired. In an interview with the city's Fire and Police Commission, acting Milwaukee Police Chief Jeffrey Norman says the loss of officers is a challenge.
And so we need to have, again, something that we have not had in a long time, a consistency of a transition of when those particular type of individuals move on, are we able to continue to lift without having a blip on the radar?
Under the next budget, Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett is proposing to use COVID-19 stimulus funds to train 195 new officers next year.
Overall, the total strength of the department will be on average 1,657, not quite keeping pace with retirements.
In Madison, the number of applicants for this year's recruit class dropped by nearly 44%. The Police Association's Palmer thinks investment in community policing is crucial to building trust between officers and communities they serve. Megan Stroshine is an associate professor of criminology and law studies at Marquette University. She says more community policing would be a step in the right direction.
If we can improve the relationship between the police and the public, policing will become a more attractive position.
But Marquesa Tucker-Harris with the African American Roundtable says Milwaukee police have been talking about community policing for a long time, and she doesn't see it making a difference. She's been pushing for cuts to police budgets. She says taxpayer money should be shifted away from law enforcement to support housing assistance and other programs to address the root causes of poverty and violence.
What we do know is what we've been doing isn't working. And we can't continue to waste money. We can't continue to allow lives to continue to be destroyed and lost.
The number of homicides had been falling in recent years across Milwaukee, but killing spiked during the pandemic last year with a record 190 homicides. The city is on track to break that record this year as police staffing in Milwaukee hits a record 20-year low. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.